Okay, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Chelek Hey of Mishnah Berurah. So tonight, Pesach Shem, we're beginning Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tav Chav Tes. This is page Beis Amud Aleph in Chelek Hey. So just one si'if tonight. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Sholem B'Hilchos Pesach, Kodun Pesach Shalshim Yom. We start asking about the Halachos of Pesach for 30 days before Pesach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sholem B'Hilchos Pesach, Shoyim Moshe, Omin Pesach Rishon Masin, and I'll call Hilchos Pesach Sheni. The source for 30 days before Yantiv to learn about the Yantiv was from Pesach Sheni. It wasn't from Pesach Rishon. It was that Moshe Rabbeinu started teaching about Pesach Sheni on Pesach Rishon. But Vu Adin Bishar Yamim Tovim Nami Darshan Kodim L'Chein Shalshim Yom B'Chusayin. And therefore, we derive from there that every Yontif we spend 30 days in advance learning about the Halachos. Vayin B'Bir Agrasha Daito. The Bir Agra's opinion is Deba Atzeres Sagim Yom Echad B'Sivan. That on Shavuos you only have to start on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. You don't need to start 30 days in advance. What are you going to learn about Shavuos already? There are no Halachos. It's just regular Halachos Yomtov. V'Yeshomrim Dachiv Shalshim Yom Hu. Rak bePesach, and there are those that say that the 30-day time period is only for Pesach. Mishum diyesh ben halachas rabbis, because there are so many ilchos Pesach. Kigon tchinas chitim vafias hamatzos, how to grind the wheat, how to bake the matzah, vagalas kelim, kashing all the kelim, your chametz, getting rid of all your chametz. She'elu emein also know some kilchosim called the Pesach, lasu tekar bePesach, and it's too late to learn about those things on Pesach. All of that stuff has to be done in preparation in advance of Pesach. Mashein kin b'shar yom tov, dai be'ez yom kodim, as opposed to other yom tovim. A few days in advance is good enough. Val kolpanim b'yom tov gufa, or at the very least, but nevertheless, on Yom Tov itself, lukuli al matzorich lishav lidrash b'chol Yom Tov b'hilchoseha. Everyone holds that the proper seder halimud is that on any given Yom Tov you learn about that Yom Tov. Gedisa b'sof Megillah, like the Gemara says at the end of Maseches Megillah, that Moshe intikan liyishal shu sholin v'darshim b'dyanu shol yom hilchos pesach hilchos atzeres atzeres hilchos chag b'chag. That aside from the halacha of preparing for a yantif by learning about the halachos, there's a halacha of immersing yourself in the Torah of a yantif on that yantif, and that's the Gemara Megillah. Shloshim yom maschilim yom haPurim atzmo. When it's 30 days before Pesach, of course that is on Purim, and we should begin on Purim. Va'achshav noagin lidrosh b'Shabbos Hagadol. Nowadays we have a minhag that we're doresh on Shabbos Hagadol k'shen erev Pesach chalbo, unless erev Pesach is chal on Shabbos, does tzorich la'akdim b'Shabbos Hakodem, because then it's too late to darshan on Shabbos Hagadol. You'd have to darshan the Shabbos prior, Ube Shabbos Shuvah. And the only other time the rabbi would give a drasha, two times a year he would hold a big drasha, Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuvah. The Iker Lahoros Ha'am Darkei Hashem. The point is to teach people the way to behave. L'lamid HaMaisa Yisher Yalsun, what to do. Dainu Dinei HaGadol, Ubir Chametz, Vafiyas HaMatzah, Vashar Elchus HaPesach. How to kasher things, how to get rid of chametz, how to bake matzahs, all of Elchus Pesach. V'chem B'Shabbos Shuvah. And by the way, the job in Shabbos Shuvah is L'drosh L'fneim Hilchus Yom HaKippurim, V'chag HaSukos. You have big Yom Tovim coming up with a lot of dinim, all the Maseches Yoma, all the Maseches Sukkah. So you got to learn them. That's what the Shabbos Shuvah drasha is for. Levad Mashadorish Mitnin Tshuva. Aside from the fact that you should talk about doing tshuva, meaning this maybe relates to what we learned last night, that according to one opinion, if there was a Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, you would lay in the Haftorah of Shuvah Yisrael on that Shabbos. I don't know if they would darshan on that Shabbos, but at least it would make sense with Sukkot coming up. Anyway, Avalim Yeh drasha Rak Bapi. Pilpul o drush bialma, but if the drush is just pilpul, just showing off fancy lamdus, or it's just drush, ein yosem beyidei chavasan. You have not, the rabbi has not fulfilled his obligation, and the congregants have not fulfilled their obligation to learn about the halachos. And even though there is a minhag that the rabbi gives the drusha, and in the drusha he teaches all about the halachos, don't rely on that. Learn on your own. You got to learn the halachos in advance of the yom tov on your own as well. Says the Rama, uminag liknos chitim lechalkel aniyim l'tzorch Pesach. There is a minhag to buy wheat to divide it up to distribute to the aniyim for the sake of Pesach. V'kol mi shadar b'ir yubeis chodesh tzorch l'tein l'zeh. And who's obligated to pay that tax, so to speak, of buying the wheat? Anyone who's lived in the city for 12 months. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Gimel, uminag hu minhag kodem izman haGemara. This is an old minhag from the times of the Gemara. V'uvadav zeh b'Yerushalmi perakam devav basra, and is quoted in the Yerushalmi in the first paragraph of Basra, and the people in the city are able to force each other to contribute. contribute to this fund. Chitim, right, this most chitim. So we know of as most chitim. Chitim lechalkan will be the same our minig lechalik and kemach. Our minig is we don't give wheat, we give flour. Shaydezeh mikravah niyasatvei, which is even better than wheat because they're more ready to be baked. V'shira nesinu kefi tzarko lekol yimei pesach. How much most chitim are you supposed to give? Enough that the ani should have what he needs for Pesach. U'pashatim u'ani gadol vein lo b'mei lefos ha-matzah. And obviously, if he's a very poor person, he doesn't even have an oven in which to bake the matzo or firewood to fuel the oven, then tzarich litein lo kam demei ha-afiyah, du b'chal demach tzarech she-yechzalo. Then it's not enough to give him flour. What's he supposed to do with flour unless he has an oven to bake it in? Yud beis chodesh, so anyone who's lived in the city for 12 months has to contribute. But v'imonu ro'en she-nichmas b'yir al-das l'shtakei ha-sham, if the guy bought a house in the city, he plans on staying there, he signed a 3-year lease in the city, you know that he plans on staying there, then li'alter chayiv. Then you don't have to wait for 12 months, you know that he's a ben ha'ir immediately. By the way, it's not only on the giving end, it's on the receiving end as well, this din of Yud Beis Chodesh. Sha'az chayiv nitin lo kisharin yeh ha'ir. That you only have to provide for this ani together with the rest of the malschitim with the rest of the aniim if he's a ben ha'ir, which means he's there for 12 months. V'im daitu l'shtakeya, and if he plans on staying, then li'alter chayav litin lo. Then you got to give him right away. V'kasa achorim b'shem asmak to'id n'ogim b'cholat stachus beinlin ibal yabatim beinlin aniim b'shol shem yom. Nowadays we don't use the 12-month criteria; we use a 30-day criteria on both sides, both on the giving side and on the receiving side. V'afilua. So let's say you have an ani who's local now, who hasn't lived here for 30 days, so you don't have to provide him all at one shot everything he's going to need for the whole Pesach. He doesn't get most chitim, but you do have to provide him with food for that day, the same way you would be obligated to provide any ani on any day the stuff that they need for that day. So you got to give him 2 meals worth for any weekday that he's in the city. And on Shabbos, you got to give him 3 meals worth. So he said that then you have to give him if he's in the city for anyone who's lived in the city for 12 months has to contribute to this cause. And even if you're a Talmud Chacham who doesn't have to pay taxes, those are for taxes that protect the city. The Talmud Chacham's Torah protects, but for this he's got to give. He's not potter from tzedakah just because he's Talmud Chacham. And we have to make an assessment of what people can afford. And people who come up with excuses not to give or who avoid giving, they're doing an avera. Aniyim look forward to Pesach. And if they're starving and you're just pretending you don't see it, you do a mashamra gemar sanedrin lamenei kol tainis v'chulei ayn sham pirush rashi v'gam ke'enze. So he doesn't like to say bad things. It says kol tainis shemalinin bo esat zdaka kilu shofech damim. So that's why he just says v'chulei. You know what it says there. You don't know what it says. You got to look it up. But it says over there that if you don't, that if people are starving and you're pretending not to see the fact that they're starving, so then it's ki'ilu that a person is shofech damim. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that we learned about Pesach for 30 days in advance of Pesach, and one opinion of Mishabrua is that Hu Adin, all the other Yom Tovim, except for maybe Shavuos. The other opinion of Mishabrua is that no, it's only Pesach because all the halachos need to be learned in advance, and there are so many halachos, but there's also another halacha that you're supposed to learn the halachos of a Yom Tov on that Yom Tov. And then we discussed the minhag of Ma'os Chitim, where even though the Rama writes that anyone who's been in the city for 12 months is obligated to contribute toward the Ma'os Chitim, and any Ani who's been in the city for 12 months is eligible to receive Ma'os Chitim, the Mishaburu pointed out we go with 30 days, not 12 months, but even an Ani who's been there for less than 30 days is at least entitled to the amount of tzedakah that you would give any Ani on a regular day. It doesn't make him less, it's just that he doesn't get the full Moz Chitim for the whole month. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow from the same place here at the Rockley, I'm going to be at a different wedding tomorrow night, we'll learn Se'if Beis probably around the same time. Not 100% sure yet. Stay tuned to the WhatsApp. Okay, have a good night, everybody.